Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
No to the voluntary principles on transnational corporations and human rights. Friends of the Earth puts pressure ahead of UN session. Friends of the Earth International already has a delegation in Geneva, Switzerland, to show the new regular session of the UN Human Rights Council to take place from June the 6th to the 23rd, the widespread support to the negotiations for a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights and their negotiation in this multilateral framework. The coordinator of the Economic Justice Resistance Neoliberalism Program of Friends of the Earth International, Lucy Ortiz of Brazil, told Real World Radio in an interview today that the goal is to take advantage of the opportunity brought by Geneva and the presence of high commissioners, special rapporteurs and countries to give strength to the treaty proposal and show the mobilization that supports it. This is Lucy Ortiz in the interview with Real World Radio.
Real World Radio is interviewing Lucia Ortiz. She is a close friend of Real World Radio, also a correspondent in many times from different parts of the world. She's the coordinator of the Economic Justice and Resisting Neoliberalism Program of Friends of the Earth International. Lucia, very, very welcome to Real World Radio.
Thank you, Jose. A pleasure to be here again.
Lucia, we also have to be very thankful with you because you are sick and you are still getting some time to do the interview with us. You should recover soon, friend.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's the way I can contribute now from the distance while we have our Friends of the Earth International delegation in Geneva.
Exactly. We already, Friends of the Earth International already have its delegation in Geneva, Switzerland, because on Monday is starting the 35th regular session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in this city. And I would like to ask you, Lucia, why Friends of the Earth International is again in this framework?
Well, it is in the space of the Human Rights Council at the United Nations that is the process going on developing a UN binding treaty on transnational corporations, other business and human rights. And this is a very important year on the process for us to get a first draft and content to start a negotiation phase of the UN treaty in the third intergovernmental a working group session that is going to happen in October this year in Geneva. So the regular session of Human Rights Council for us now is a moment to put this agenda and our demands very visible, and also to take the chance to make the pressure on states to work more committed on this content and on this process for a binding rules for business in the issue of business and human rights.
Okay, Lucia, and what would you say are the most important things that are going to be discussed in these weeks, because the session of the United Nations Human Rights Council is starting on Tuesday, but it will last until 23rd of June. So in which way do you think that the subjects or issues that are going to be treated there are important for this pathway that Friends of the Earth International is, in the framework of the global campaign to dismantle corporate power and stop impunity, also the Treaty Alliance, which involves both of them, several organizations and social movements, they are really making pressure trying to get this binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. So the question is, in which ways what is happening next week and the other and until the 23rd of June are important for this process?
Well, the agenda of the Human Rights Council is really very broad and with important issues, reports from countries. The issue of women's rights is going to be very much centered on the agenda. But there are two issues that are more linked up to our work towards binding treaty for transnational corporations. The first of them, it is the broader agenda on business and human rights that can be too broad sometimes and also too ambiguous. On this specific session, there is not a point on the agenda to deal about the process of the UN treaty, but it is a report to be presented and discussed by the so-called Working Group on Business and Human Rights. That is very much focused on the implementation of the UN guiding principles on business and human rights. So a voluntary approach discussed in the last decade among experts, among civil society, and especially with the consultation with the corporations. So it is a framework of implementation, getting a lot of attention, but when issues related to human rights are dealt with from the perspective of the business sector and how they can agree on steps to implement and principles to implement, taking into account their own realities and their own perspectives. And on the other hand, what we call for is for a legal international instrument to really control corporations by and stop their ability and their impunity, especially on committing human rights violations from the perspective of the affected communities and victims of human rights violations. So what we will try to make clear is the distinction between these two processes. We are going to organize with the campaign to dismantle corporate power a side event on June 7 at 3 p.m. that is called The Risks of Corporate Power Concentration to Human and People's Rights and the Need for the Binding Treaty. On this side event, we are going to present the proposals of the content to a draft treaty text that will start to be negotiated in October this year. And we are going to present this with very concrete cases and initiatives and examples from people's struggles in different regions of the world and different cases involving the corporations as the perpetrators of human rights violations and not the transnational corporations as the ones that could provide or protect human rights, as many times the working group and the process on UNGPs, the guiding principles, try to portray the corporations. So we are going to have our friends of the international chairwoman, Karin Nansing, sharing that session. We are going to have a lot of powerful women from different movements in the campaign represented that with cases. And also we are going to have the presence of our colleague Abir Abtmet from Pengong, Friends of the Earth Palestine. She is going to bring one of the issues that is going to be discussed also during the session of Human Rights Council, that is the 50 years of occupation in Palestine and the and the conditions of human rights in Palestine. So she would bring the situation now with the hunger strike of the political prisoners in Israel and also the stories on how corporations in the military occupation, including the Mekorot Water Corporation, is doing on violating land and water rights of people in Palestine. And finally, we are going to present the topics of the content for the treaty that the members of the campaign would be discussing with experts and also with country missions during the weekend in Geneva.
Okay, Lucia. So it's an important agenda for Friends of the Earth International, especially in next week, as you said, with many members there. And you were talking about Palestine, and on June the 5th, the day before this new session of the Human Rights Council is starting, it's going to be the 50th anniversary of the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territory. And as you said, Abir Budme from Penguin, Friends of the Earth Palestine, is going to be there. Why did Friends of the Earth International consider especially important this presence, Lucia?
Yeah, it's a moment, if not to say that 50 years of military occupation in Palestine is more than enough. And we have to say enough is enough. But it's also a very important moment to call the attention of the international community, and especially in a space discussing human rights and people's rights, to make an appeal for the occupation to be stopped and to restore the rights of the Palestinians. And with the story of the struggle for what us all in Friends of the International look for, that is for a healthy and sustainable environment, for conditions to build sustainable societies, the need to protect and guarantee people's right to water, people's right to land, and also to expose the impunity and the role of transnational corporations in this environmental injustice. It's very key for us as our demonstration of solidarity to Palestinian people. And also we are being called by our allies, the World March of Women, for 24 hours of action for peace on the 3rd of June. And also to call the attention for the public for what movements around the world will be celebrating on the June 5th in solidarity to Palestine. That has been other times in history where leaders, communities call for boycotts to the states or to the corporations that were being working in complicity when atrocities against human rights were happening. And this is the time for us all in the world to pay attention to what is happening in Palestine and show our solidarity and make the pressure for a new phase to start in Palestine, because otherwise it's an extermination of entire population. And we need to together unite in the world to make it stop.
Okay, Lucia, anything else that you would like to strengthen, to add before we end the interview about this work that Friends of the Earth International is doing in Geneva towards the new round of negotiations of the working group on October, as you said before?
Yes, I would like to say that we are going to be highlighting our struggles and our victories, victories from countries, states, to put an end to corporate impunity or to put limits and control to transnational corporations' operations in order they stop violation of human rights. We are going to expose our critique to the voluntary mechanisms and ask for the binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights to advance as a process, and would be using the opportunity also to lobby and put pressure in all the states and missions present during the Human Rights Council session. So my last comment is an invitation for you all to follow us, Friends of the Earth and the Real World Radio, on Twitter with the updated information from that week from Geneva.
Okay, Lucia Ortiz, coordinator of the Economic Justice and Resisting Neoliberalism program of Friends of the Earth International. Lucia, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications. by FOI.